restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The work of the Good Shepherd, who is also called the Great Shepherd, is spelled out for us by the Spirit in the verses which we will now hear from Sarah and Ellen.
Hebrews 13:20-21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant,
make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
The Old Testament and the New Testament joined together in what we perhaps could call the grand finale in the readings now to be given us by Ben.
Isaiah 40, verse 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. John 10, verses 11:14-16. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
The life of a good shepherd involves many things, but in a certain way they are really all related. If we could boil it down to one thing, that thing would be, feed my sheep. It is of utmost importance that the sheep be fed. The good shepherd does a perfect job of this through his word, which is given to us by his Holy Spirit. This truth is brought forth in the beautiful Christmas hymn, He Shall Feed His Flock, sung by some of the older members of our congregation.
Thank you.
The Christmas miracle that took place in that little obscure village of Bethlehem Ephrathah in the land of Judah spreads joy to God's people throughout the whole world. So we'll join together in the well-known Christmas hymn, Joy to the World.